Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
6:39 on WGN. It's Your Money Matters. This is John Hanson. We'll take it till 7 o'clock. And, you know, the crypto world has been turned upside down this year. It was not going great even before the FTX blow-up. Curious how that impacts what happens here in Chicago. Steve Daniels from Crane Chicago Business joins the show again. Steve, it's good to chat with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So what does Chicago have to do with cryptocurrency? What are our businesses that do dabble in it or work in that world?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're not the epicenter of crypto, that's for sure. But it's not that we don't have a stake in it. We do. We've got two big trading outfits that are involved. DRW, Don Wilson's trading outfit, which does a whole lot of stuff other than crypto, has been involved for a number of years, and also jump trading. Both of these, you know, are pretty opaque platforms. It's not like we can see, you know, what they do. Both of them, after the FTX disaster, said that this was at best a glancing blow for them. And then we've got our exchanges, commodities exchanges, which are sort of legacy businesses in Chicago, the CME and CBO.
For people that don't understand, and I'll raise my hand at that, with CME Group and CBO, I know generally speaking what they are. Do they can you buy and sell crypto through those groups, or do they just invest in some of the companies that have their tentacles into crypto? How does their relationship work?
Both of them are different. So CME, the Board of Trade, and Merck, part of that group, has been pretty cautious. So you can't invest directly in crypto coins on their platform, but you can invest in derivatives, so futures, basically, on two of the coins, Bitcoin and Ether. CBO has been more aggressive, about this time last year, a little bit, maybe 13 months ago, agreed to buy a crypto platform, trading platform, that it had invested in but only owned a minority share of. And they closed that deal in May, and they're optimistic that, you know, with the demise of FTX and with all of the confusion, of the controversy over what's going on here, that they can step in and with some, you know, adult style rules for the industry, fill some of that gap. So we've got two legacy Chicago businesses that have sort of different viewpoints on the future of crypto.
It's interesting. Do you see Chicago ever becoming any sort of epicenter for crypto? I mean, we definitely have a pulse in the tech world. We have our little hubs here where we're certainly not, you know, strangers to being ahead of the curve in certain industries like tech. Will crypto ever have a home here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the future of crypto. If you're of the view that crypto needs rules of the road to induce confidence in investors, retail investors and institutional investors, down the line, then I think, yeah, Chicago and sort of, you know, we've got exchanges here that are well used to regulation, are well used to rules of the road, are well used to handling that kind of trading. And sure, they could be absolutely part of that future. But again, it depends on whether there is a future.
Right. And I mean, I know there's businesses in Chicago. We just were chatting with some of the folks about the Ohio State dropouts that came to Chicago with their crypto launch. I'm forgetting the name exactly of it, but there certainly are businesses that are starting up adjacent to that world. We'll just have to keep on monitoring it. Steve Daniels, you do that well for us. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You can read his full kind of chat with CBOE and the CME Group at CraneChicagoBusiness.com.